The Warriors hosting the Wizards at Oracle Arena before hitting the road for three games against other teams from the East. And a tremendous night from Stephen Curry started with a 23-point first quarter where he hit five trays. By the end of the night, he had a game-high 51 points and 11 three-pointers in three quarters of work. It's Steph's sixth career 50-point game, matching his high-scoring mark at Oracle Arena. Kevin Durant finished the night with 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Klay Thompson added 19 points to the mix as the Warriors take it 144-122 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I don't know. You can ask Steph if he was paying a tribute to Michael. First part of the question, I did not consider putting him back in. That was his normal rest time, and the game was in hand, and you know that's not what we do. But he was... I don't even know how to describe what I witnessed tonight. Amazing video game stuff.
We do ask you this when he has, but he definitely didn't seem to have a good energy from the start. Did you sense that he had a bounce tonight, maybe not necessarily going to lead to 51, but that there was something special about this night for him?
You could feel it kind of midway through the first quarter when he started knocking down threes. Ironically, Kevin was the one who had it going before the first time out. I think he had 10 points like that and nothing but net every shot. And then when Steph got it going too, that's when we knew it was going to be a great offensive night, but we weren't stopping anybody at the other end. So it was basically a pickup game out there for a while. And I thought our defense got a lot better in the second half, and we were able to take control of the game.
Steve, of all the things that Steph did tonight, did you have any favorite play or shot of his?
I'm going to have to watch the tape and get back to you on that. There's a lot to choose from. But some of the shooting was just mind-boggling. Nobody's ever done what he's doing, pulling up from, I don't know.
32?
Is that documented?
Well, that's what they said, the scorekeeper. Yeah.
Okay, I know.
Not my estimation.
All right. It seemed like a couple of the ones he missed might have been even further. And I wasn't even mad that he took them. So, you know, you get a guy taking 40-footers and you're on the sidelines going, yeah, that's a good shot. Good job. Explain that. We've never seen this before.
I think you might have staggered him and Durant a little more, taken Durant out a little earlier both times, first, third quarter. Was that an acknowledgement that Steph's got it going? You didn't need Kevin on them both on the floor?
We've done that a little bit last couple games. I'm probably going to do more of that. Last year, as you know, I played both of them often the entire first quarter. This year we're a little different with our second unit, still finding our way, so I'll probably stagger Steph and Kevin a little bit more.
Steve, a couple of years ago, he went for 51 in D.C. against the Wizards. He and John had that great shootout there. John Wall had 42. Do you think that Steph's competitive instincts may kick in a little harder when he's facing another one of the league's elite point guards?
You got to ask him. He's coming in here, right, Raymond? Yeah, I would hope.
Yeah.
Did you pick him? You picked him for the postgame press conference? Good. Got to ask him. I have no idea. There's so many great point guards and players in this league. And everybody seems to know each other and work out together and hug each other. And then they go try to put 50 on each other. It's interesting.
Steve, do you feel like the freedom of movement has helped Steph at all? Have you seen any of the effects in his game?
No, I didn't see any of that. I just saw him pulling up off the dribble, catch and shoot. And that's what makes him so unique. Those shots, some of them are coming off the dribble, some of them are catch and shoot. It's pretty incredible to have that kind of feel and that kind of coordination to do both so proficiently. Most players are one or the other, you know, off the dribble shooters or catch and shoot. And he can do either one, which gives us so much flexibility offensively and weapons and options to use.
Coach, 4-1, what are you guys looking forward to this weekend in New York?
Well, I'm happy with the start. You know, I think we've gotten better since we began whatever it was, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And I just want the team to keep getting better. You know, we did not have a good defensive first half, so we've got to continue to improve there. But overall, the last couple of games, we've looked more like ourselves with the movement, the flow offensively. And so I want that to continue, but I want our defensive effort to improve.
Steve, everything that Steph did this summer, new baby, golf tournaments, trips.
He's got a great life, doesn't he?
He does.
Man.
He said it was one of his best off seasons, learning his body, what he needs to do to push himself enough physically. Is it amazing that he can take it up another notch, even with everything he's done?
I just think that part of what makes Steph great is who he is as a person and what his life is about. You know, he loves life. He takes so much joy out of every single day, whether he's on the court or at home with his family, playing with his girls or his new baby boy, or being with Aisha or playing golf. Steph has a joy about him that I think everybody in the building can see and feel. And so he brings that. And I think, you know, you talk about, you know, wanting people to have a balanced life and how powerful that can be. I think he's prime example of that.
Steve, how would you compare what Steph's doing now to what he did in 2015, 2016? I mean, his first five or six games or first five games are statistically better so far.
I think maybe the difference is that in 15, 16, it was new. This time, you know, people have seen this before. And I don't think that he spends a whole lot of time comparing, you know, this season to any other season. I think he just works and gets better. I think he's at his physical and emotional peak right now, mental peak. He knows the game. It's his 10th year. He knows the league. He knows his opponents. He knows his body. He looks stronger than ever to me. His ability to finish plays in the lane is as good as it's ever been, maybe better. And so he's just in a really good place.
Final today was 144-122. I mean, there's a 131-113 game elsewhere. It seems like there's like three or four of those a night. What do you think about what's going on scoring wise in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's they took 42 threes tonight, Washington did, and you know, we're routinely being outshot from the 3-point line and as far as attempts, and so league wide everybody's launching threes and playing fast, and it's still going to come down to being a two-way team. Can you score and can you defend at the highest level? And regular season and playoffs are two different beasts, and we can't get caught up in pickup basketball in the regular season. As long as we continue to grow defensively, we're going to be in good shape, because I know how good this team is at both ends, and that's what it takes to win a championship. Thanks a lot.
The Warriors now head out on a three-game trip to New York, Brooklyn, and Chicago. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.